Welcome to the A-Dub Club, a podcast about sci-fi, fantasy, technology, pop culture, the internet, and general nerdery. There are three things that are important to know. One, we occasionally use swear words, but try to stay in the range of PG-13, or at least the kind of R that cool parents are fine with. Two, we may talk spoilers, and in this particular episode, we discuss the Black Mirror episodes USS Callister, Hang the DJ, and San Junipero, so be warned. And three, if the town of Rosewood in Pretty Little Liars looks familiar, that may be because it used a lot of the same sets as the show Gilmore Girls. With that out of the way, welcome to the clubhouse. We have snacks. Welcome to the A-Dub Club. My name is Andrew Whipple.
My name is Alex Wade.
This is going to be a recurring bit, that there's never a third thing. I never have a thing to say after this one. Send in your suggestions for what I could say after you say Alex Wade, because it's got to be something, and I never think of it until it gets to the point when I have to say something. How are you doing? How are you doing, Wade?
I'm good. Living life. I'm living life. I'm living it up.
Hell yeah. That's all we can ask for.
Yeah, I guess let's jump right into it. No more cold open. I don't even know if it's a cold open. I don't even know what's defined as a cold open.
Cold open, warm open, medium open, lukewarm open. Who knows? We got it all here on the A-Dub Club.
Our question this week is going to be, are simulations ethical?
Yeah. And for a little bit of context and background behind this, I finally got around to watching a couple episodes of Black Mirror season 4. We can either save for later or for another time my issues with Black Mirror, the TV show. However, the ones that I saw in season 4 were actually pretty good. I saw the episode, episode 1 of season 4, USS Callister, and episode 4, I believe it is, Hang the DJ.
Yeah, and these episodes, by the way, spoilers, Black Mirror is going to be rife throughout.
Yep.
These episodes were based very much on different simulations and how we can use them both to improve our lives and kind of as like a virtual toy. Yeah. Well, those were the two specific things.
Here, do you want to do a quick recap of USS Callister and then I can do Hang the DJ?
Yeah, sure. So in USS Callister, it's a Star Trek themed episode where the main character is a CTO of this really awesome game where it's like a perfect simulation of reality that you can modify in any way. It's a space video game. And he makes a mod for it where he basically is Captain, not Picard. He's basically Captain Kirk from Star Trek. And he has a fleet of people. But these people, they are from the real world in the sense that he takes their DNA, like from a tissue or something. He puts it into the system and they are carbon copies with the same memories they had at that time. So kind of for some all intents and purposes, they are the same person, just in a virtual environment. They can think the same thoughts, feel the same pain, things like that, right? And he is a god of this universe, and he forces these people to do exactly what what they are told. Otherwise, he tortures them, and he won't have any cast members for his show where he stars in.
Yep. I really liked that episode. I thought it was very, very good. I like it more or less than San Junipero. Actually, no, I like it more than San Junipero. I still don't like Black Mirror, the TV show, but I do like those episodes. Hang the DJ then, not nearly as good of an episode as USS Callister. I'll come out and say that. It's okay. But it, is the framing device around it is, hey, here's these couples that are part of this thing called the system. The system is, what if Tinder, but more, a way of, defining and deciding who is going to be your perfect mate in the future. And so people are paired up algorithmically with other people, and they are put on these dates that are pre-planned and laid out for them. And there's a certain amount of time that each date is assigned for. And then once the date is over, the timer runs out, then the date is over, you move on to the next person. And we follow these two people whose names I do not remember. As they are the first match for each other. Their date only lasts 12 hours. They really hit it off. They move on to a series of other people. Throughout it, as they move through different people, they are not clicking nearly as well with them and are thinking, huh, maybe I actually should be with the person I met with first. They're matched with each other again. One of them looks at the timer that is counting down, and then, yay, observability principle. By looking at it, it changes. It goes down from, oh, we're going to be together for 5 years to we're going to be together for, like, 12 more hours. They end up breaking up. And the girl, forced to break up, the girl then gets matched with her perfect match, and they reveal that, hey, you get to pick one person to say goodbye to before you're shoved off to your perfect match forever, and then you're never going to date anyone else ever again. She decides to pick the guy. They meet up. They realize, hey, you know what? We're going to break out. We're going to leave. We're going to run away and say, fuck the system. They do that. As they're doing that, it pans out and reveals that, oh, they were a simulation that is running inside of a dating app in the real world that simulates all of these series of dates and series of people, and then the number of times that the two people are so in love that they rebel is percentaged up to be how close of a match the people will actually be. And then you see the two people in the real world and they're like, hey, we're a 99.8% match because 99.8% of our simulated versions rebelled. And then they go on a date.
Yeah, it was a really cool concept for an episode just because of like Tinder in the future.
Yeah.
An actual like good version of Tinder, presumably. So I guess ethics, I think, is an easier place to start in McAllister. Mm-hmm. Clearly, what he is doing is not ethical. I believe.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, but I'm interested in hearing why you think so.
Yeah. So it's going to get a bit heady real quick. I believe life is not sacred. That's
all right. Okay. Here we go. Let's rock and roll.
You gotta let me finish first. I believe life is not sacred. And that means that if a human or animal were to die, like, that's not the worst thing in the world. But what does make it sacred is this kind of social societal contract that we make to ourselves to agree that murdering and killing people is wrong, that people dying should make us sad, which is something that I do truly believe in. Of like, there's a reason why I don't go out and murder everyone. It's because it'll make me feel bad. Surprise, surprise. So kind of in that same vein of like, we don't cause undue pain towards other people of thought. This causing undue pain to these simulations, I kind of do that transitive property in a sense of like, life isn't sacred in the same way that these simulations aren't sacred, but we're causing them pain in the same way we would cause humans pain. So that should be wrong.
Yeah. No, I think that makes sense. That sort of Nietzschean view of the utility of people, in that it's inherently meaningless, but because we give it meaning, it has meaning. And that's sort of the vibe of it. And yeah, I think for me, one thing that Callister certainly does, and also Hang the DJ for that matter, they present these circumstances through, as they're presenting these circumstances, they are operating with the assumption that the simulated people are people, or at least our full consciousnesses, or at least as close to a full consciousness as we could see and assume from being the viewer.
I mean, I want to take that concept right there. Yeah. Of back to I've done things in McAllister that he's done people, like in The Sims, right? I've put people in a swimming pool and taken out the ladder. Who hasn't?
Yeah. I haven't, because I've never played The Sims, but I would if I.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I mean, I've done worse thing to people in video games. Well, I mean, I've murdered people, right? But where's that line? Where's when obviously, in my opinion, McAllister, like, that's way over the line. That is just straight torture. That is keeping these people in captivity. Versus like, what if you had a technology that was just mostly like not dangerous, yeah. mostly like it simulated like half of a person's feelings, right? Or what yeah. about San Junipero? The whole concept of San Junipero is that they go to heaven, that people pay to be uploaded into this thing. How is that different than McAllister?
Yeah. And I think, I think sort of getting at the heart of this is an implicit assumption that, it is possible for there to be consciousness, or at least a consciousness equivalence that has the same moral weight as consciousness, in artificial constructs, that simulations can be as conscious and as deserving of this.
As complex as the human mind.
Yeah. Which is something I also 100% agree with. But I know that there are entire schools of philosophy of mind. I know, because that was my concentration in college, that like work really, really hard to try and come up with philosophical justifications to say fundamentally there is a difference between artificial consciousness and real human consciousness.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't know why, because humans think that we're special. That's why.
Yeah, and I'm sure that some of them, like, oh, they think they've come up with some clever reason as to why. Oh, here's an example for why human cognition and artificial cognition can never be the same. But I'm sure some of that, it's like it's starting from the inception of, hey, it's not the case. There's no way that these can be similar. So let's back solve and try and figure out, like, here's how we can come up with a clever philosophy way to prove this belief that I always held, that human and artificial cognition are not the same.
Yeah, I mean, it's a human feature to want to be unique, to want to say that we are here because we're the best, and there's no way that there could be another being besides, you know, like God. But yeah. even that, I believe, is a human thing of like, oh, hey, God is in our image. He made us in our image. He is God. We are God. Like, it's literally not even a force above, in my opinion. Whatever. That's a whole religious thing.
Sure.
But
Ada yeah, but makes a hard left turn into religion. This is what we're about now. We're a religious podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, I don't know. It feels like a pretty easy answer to say, like, all right, if you're assuming that it's possible for artificial cognition to be equivalent to human cognition, and in this show we have an example of that, that they are acting the same way as human cognition, then yeah, anything that you're doing to a human would also be bad to the artificial versions of them, especially given that they are like real clones of actual human people brought in for the express purpose of torture. But I'm curious, like, where are you thinking in terms of the ethics of either if they were wholly unique creations, not stolen from the DNA of real people, or alternatively, if they either were created or were real, taken from real people, but were less of a person, or had, you know, their free will programmatically removed, and they weren't suffering, or if they were suffering, they weren't suffering with the knowledge that they exist in a simulated world.
Yeah, I think that's an incredibly difficult question, because like Sims 2.0, right? Of when the day comes when we can actually have a sim that is smart enough to have some form of free will. Like, where's that line, right? Where he becomes, or she, it starts to develop feelings that we can associate even on like an animalistic level. Like, we can say, oh, this sim now has the intelligence of a dog. Like, is it still okay to play The Sims then? I mean, the way how we treat dogs, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think that's the problem I see the most, is the impossibly large amount of benefits that could be had by having simulations.
Yeah.
Like for that Tinder episode, or of like doing scenarios of doomsday scenarios, and like, or doing humanitarian. There's a limitless possibility of having perfectly realistic simulations. Mm-hmm. And that also means there is a limitless possibility of doing endless wrong, right?
Yeah.
It's this incredibly powerful tool that is hard to rectify with. I don't know. Because, like, I mean, the concept of murder, right, that it's bad and we don't want to kill the people and life is sacred, might kind of go away if we associate human life with these simulations. Because guess what? You can just bring them back. And the fact, is it a net bad thing in the world to have people feel bad things? Like, is having a simulation and someone feel bad in the simulation bad? Like, is, if that's bad, then that means having someone feel good in a simulation is generally good to everything, right? So then something that would be just is to make infinite simulations where people are just happy all the time. But what purpose does that serve besides it being quote unquote good versus torture simulations being quote unquote bad?
Interesting. Interesting. So I think you're sort of getting at this idea of there's the morality of the individual small act, small A act of like, okay, cool, you're doing bad things to these people in your your simulations. I think people would probably feel we'd have a different view. It'd be a much more boring episode, but a different view of USS Callister if it was just like everyone's happy and the CTO is great to everyone on the inside and it's just rainbows and life ops and no worries. There's that small act, but then that the morality of that has to be taken within the broader context of like the morality of other things that surround to it. Yeah. So is him being immoral to the simulations under his control a net pro because it means he's not doing it to other people in the real world? Slippery slope argument. That's probably the answer is no. He's probably still just being a dick and it's probably on the negative if we take it into consideration. But like you have to, one way to think about it is to think about these sort of broader implications. Is there a, way that there is, how do the acts inside how do the smaller acts that are happening play into the totality of everything that's going on in human
and does it matter?
Civilization?
Like, I feel like when you get to that capability, when you get to the point where you can do infinite bad and infinite good, then why does it matter?
Yeah.
Like there are bad things in our world right now because we have, this is all we got, right? Like the physical world around us is all we got. I personally believe like living in a simulation, I'd be down for it. It's called limitless existence and I can do any and everything ever. It's just as good as my meat body personally.
Okay. See, here's the interesting thing though, that the one thing that I am interested in pushing back on is from the perspective of the individual simulated copy, the sum totality of Alex Wade that may be in multiple simulations and the multiple simulations can have different circumstances and one is in the happy simulation, one is in the shitty USS Callister simulation, one is in the USS Callister simulation where you succeed and then go off to interact with angry gamers. Is this idea of like the sum totality of the identity of Alex Wade in a net good versus the individual people, especially the individual copies that are only capable of understanding their own experience and their own cognition, fucking might suck for them if they're in one of the bad places. If this is the bad place, cheaty.
These are the hard questions. I feel like the thing about simulations is it opens a world that we cannot comprehend of, that has moralities that do not apply to our world right now. Like if someone were to nuke someone in this world, objectively bad thing.
Yeah. And I do think that comes, I'm sure there are philosophy people who have been talking about this for years and are much smarter and are going to do a better job on this than I am. But if it comes down to it, that like a lot of the core of our morality comes with our sense of identity. And a lot of the core of our sense of identity comes from the idea of you have one you and that one you is in one body. And even if you believe in like the separation of soul versus body, you most likely don't believe in like it to the multiplicative infinite variety version, or even if you believe it, you don't conceive of it that way. How do you design a morality that works around theoretically infinite versions of you?
I think the key difference, of this morality is, our human morality is based off of surviving. In the sense that we as a human race have to persevere, and that's coded into ourselves. And we're trying to fight death every single day. That is the basis of human motivation, is not to die, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So when we've cured death in the sense of these simulations,
yeah,
that puts a different context on things. Like,
yeah,
that puts a different spin to it. And I mean, first off, simulations go beyond curing death. Like, there's immortality, and then there's like multiplicative immortality.
Yeah.
So it's kind of putting two twists in it in once, that just like, it gets so far from what I think we can conceive of, that like, that got me scared.
Yeah. 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 I think one thing that's interesting is thinking about it in USS Callister, in contrast to Hang the DJ, where there's less of a dystopian feeling around Hang the DJ. At least that was my read on it, and seems to be the case from brief checking online, compared to USS Callister, partially because USS Callister frames things as like, these are people trying to escape from a bad situation, in a way that yeah. Hang the DJ doesn't go nearly as far on that. But also I do think there's an element of Hang the DJ, the quote unquote twist at the end presents, oh, this is all for a useful purpose, or at least a understandable purpose. I don't know whether Charlie Booker is trying to make the like Tinder, but more, and Tinder is bad because it's the future, and so this is bad also, but like, I don't know. Yeah. Whereas USS Callister is like, ah, it's a happy ending, but it's a happy ending because they escaped a shitty situation and killed a guy in so doing.
Okay. I feel like we should take a step back.
Okay.
Somehow.
Sure.
Like, I feel like we got way into the deep end, and the deep end's real fun.
Yeah.
But I feel like we've explored it a bit.
Sure. And I guess, okay, the real answer, because fucking every episode of this ends in some sort of cop-out, or gets to a cop-out eventually, is that, like, we can't define what the correct moral system in the span of half an hour that we should apply to people who are to 24-year-old assholes are not going to come up with.
30 years from now,
morality.
This will be in, like, the Constitution of the United States, the audiobook form, as the ground rules for simulations, okay? Mark my words, you heard it here first.
I mean, hey, what would you say? What would you throw out? What would you throw out, President Wade, as the rules for simulation?
Moral rules to simulations. I don't know. Well, I think first off, there's an order of events that these things have to happen, right? First off, we discover artificial intelligence.
Sure.
Also, I say discover, not create. Secondly,
interesting question, but all right, we'll roll past that for now.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that now.
Whatever.
I said it, but I'll stick with it. So I think then there will be rules that will start to be created about artificial intelligence, about saying, hey, this is, there will be like a AI civil rights movement eventually.
Yeah.
And then I think from that community, from this other being that exists, we will start to be able to talk to them about, hey, and I get the feeling they're probably going to say, don't torture us.
Sure. That's probably a pretty safe bet.
Yeah. But they might say that, but they might also, because human morality, as I was saying before, comes from the conceit of death, right?
Yeah.
So they might not say that. They might be like, hey, it's an experience that we could have.
Oh shit. Like, this blows.
Life is about experiences, right?
This just blows the roof off everything. Yeah. Cause okay. If you think about someone, part of the reason why this all feels so immoral is because these are copies of people and simulations of people that have the same drives, wants, desires, baseline understanding of their own morality, that people have, super, super the case in USS Callister, cause they're being cloned from DNA, which okay. However, whatever mumbo jumbo makes that work, fine. You get memories from DNA, fine.
Makes sense.
But that if you were an artificial intelligence or a simulation designed from the ground up that didn't have the same baggage that a human comes in with, things like maybe pain and pleasure would still be there in some way, shape, or form, but things like desire not to die or desire for procreation or what have you may not necessarily be there, especially as the case for artificial intelligence, I think more so in simulations. But yeah, I think that could maybe be a bit of a defining feature that, like, it sucks to be in USS Callister because you are a person, and then all the things that work to fuck over a person will also fuck over you, is not necessarily the case if you are an artificial intelligence created to exist within this world and within its constructs and confines.
Also, I want to take one note about McAllister, about what happened at the end of the episode, of a simulation that no one knew about got put, and the people were freed into like an internet game, whatever. And someone died.
Yeah.
Like, the captain, McAllister, he literally died.
Yeah.
And, like, see the morality of, like, oh, sure, he was torturing internet I mean, I could say it's the most cavalier way possible that ignores everything we've talked about in this episode of, it's just a simulation, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And someone died. Like, that morally is very obviously wrong.
Yeah, it gets into that interesting question of, like, can an artificial construct invoke self-defense? Is self-defense a valid justification for an artificial construct? And, like, I lean towards yes. Of course, this is taking into account that the episode is really pushing you towards saying yes, because it's the same thing with, like, any, you know, Watership Down kind of thing, or Bug's Life, or Toy Story, where, like, all right, we're telling a story that is putting you into the consciousness of these other characters, and so you're going to sympathize with them, even if it means that, like, they kill a human. Wow, that would have been a dark ending for Toy Story 3.
Oh, God. Yeah.
But I don't know. Again, this all comes from the idea of, like, thinking of them as thinking conscious beings that are,
if you believe that, yeah,
as deserving of a peaceful existence as anyone else. And so them acting out in self-defense is valid.
If you can make infinite of these, then should everyone you make have a right to life? Like, I mean, if you made 1,000 in the same room and you killed 1,000 of them, is that wrong? I mean, they were there and then they weren't. And I mean, that's the sacredness of life. I think that's the problem with this, is we do not have a human contract on this of morality that we do have about human life.
And that anything that we do have, we are doing it by analogy. We are using the frame that we have for human morality and human consciousness and human thought and applying it to a simulation, to artificial consciousness.
When I thoroughly believe that is incorrect. Yeah. I think that's wrong. And like we don't have any other way to do it as us, me and you, but
yeah,
I mean, that's why I think these rules, I think, so as President Wade, my rule, or my suggestion to the fellow Americans, although now the entire world is America, we've taken over, the empire is Trump Nation. I am the vassal president, Lord Emperor Supreme is in this, whatever. Anyway,
cool.
My advice is to listen to the experts. And in this case, I think the experts would be the race of people, or race might not be the right word. The beings that will exist would be able to best guide us towards how they should be interacted with, treated, respected, and dealt with.
Huh? Yeah. I don't disagree with that. I think I would have the one thing I would throw before that is to, until we know what they think and have ideas of what their, morality and desires, might be.
Mutter off dumb.
We could do that. Alternatively, if I could say, like, treat them like people, like, our analogy, treating them as an analogy for human consciousness and human morality is flawed, but, like, it's the best thing we got.
Yeah.
And if it works badly, then like, hey, at least we tried what we thought was good first and then realized that we fucked up rather than like trying something that, I don't know, feels pretty skeezy from the go. Though that gets into the interesting question of like, then is even hang the DJ something that theoretically is very helpful immoral?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a tough question. I think the biggest problem we're going to see is progress. That nothing can stand in the way of progress, which I do not think is a good thing.
Yeah.
Because progress can be cost a lot. There was a documentary called The Bomb. Highly recommended. It's on Netflix. And it's about the creation of the nuclear bomb. It's starts off as just like there are all these military demonstrations. Also a very creative film. And they show how like all these scientists were like putting in all of their effort to use their human ingenuity to create the most amazing thing. And then there's just like a solid like 5 minutes of the entire thing that's like dead silent as they see all of these like Japanese people who are mutated and dying and dilapidated. And it's a scary, scary thing. It's like progress has a very high cost, and humanity, I think, cannot control ourselves a lot of the time. And I don't know how to stop that while also continuing forward.
Shit, dog. Yeah.
And I think applying that to simulations of like, hey, we might start murdering billions of people for the sake of improving the real world versus the virtual world, which the virtual world may morally be just as important and valuable. And we're going to fuck it up so bad, man.
Oh, for real. It's going to be the worst thing in the world. Oh my God.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to have so much fun, but the entire time I'm going to feel sad. I don't know. Maybe I'll be an activist for it. Maybe I'll be like, use virtual reality responsibly.
Yeah.
Maybe there'll be a set of Wade Whipple laws or something. The Wade Whipple morals of simulations.
Yeah. I don't know.
A set of ethics and codes.
Yeah. I'd like to think I'd be on that side, but I don't know. Who knows? Maybe the seductive nature.
Hey, you're the one with the degree for it, right?
That's true. Honestly, if there was anything my degree was geared toward, it is very explicitly towards like
this.
being a policy person that thinks about like artificial intelligence and shit like that. Like that, I have the perfect degree for it and not for anything else.
I hope you get into politics just as the time the iron strikes hot in however many years when we discover or create artificial intelligence.
Yeah. Sounds good. Anything else? Any closing thoughts on either artificial intelligence, simulations, artificial intelligence, morality thereof, USS Callister, hang the DJ.
Yeah. One of my favorite characters, my favorite book is called Ender's Game.
Yep.
And after Ender's Game in the Ender Sharded series, that's a whole thing. There's a character whose name is Lucy.
I haven't read it in like a decade, so
whatever. There's a character, and she is formed from a simulation that Ender played. That was kind of a psychological test for him that like evolved with him as he played the game more. And it evolved so much that it spawned a artificial intelligence. And that whole concept of living in a simulation that then gets turned into a person is just it was a really cool concept and conceit for a being coming into existence.
Dang. That's interesting. Yeah.
How about you? Any closing thoughts?
Closing thoughts. USS Callister was a better Star Trek movie than the last two J.J. Abrams Star Trek movies.
Okay, first off, I enjoyed J.J. Abrams Star Trek movies.
I did too. Well, no, I didn't like Star Trek Into Darkness, but I did like the first one. Perfectly fine. That being said, USS Callister is a better Star Trek movie than either of those two. Anyway, but we do things on the internet as the ADUB Club, and you can find that the ADUB.CLUB is the website for it. You can find us on Twitter at the ADUB Club, THEAWCLUB. Or if you either have thoughts about this, if you have particularly strong opinions on simulations or on Black Mirror or on any of that sort of stuff, or on episodes we've done previously, and also fuck us for, like, literally the day that we released it was the day that YouTube was like, hey, we're doing more things to curb bad actors on our platform and demonetizing a bunch of people. So last week's episode was like immediately out of date the second I posted it. So whatever. That's how it rolls.
That sucks.
But if you have thoughts on simulations, if you have thoughts on the responsibilities that tech platforms have for their bad actors, thoughts on Star Wars The Last Jedi, or thoughts on time travel, you can email us at theawclub, THEAWCLUB, at gmail.com. And I think that is it.
ADUB Club out.
ADUB Club out.
So, Whipple, I know that your favorite television show is Black Mirror. Tell me why.
Okay. So Black Mirror as a TV show is, this is not a joke that I have made, but it definitely fits, is that Black Mirror is basically what if smartphones, but more, which I'm just like, all right, fine, that's enough. And then it has the gall to wrap it up in like low rent David Fincher looks and like the way it's shot. And it's just like, okay, fine. It does its thing. Cool. Whatever. It can exist. But just like there was some novelty in the relentless bleakness of when it first came out. I was like, you know, even if I don't necessarily like it per se, I can see what it's doing. And especially when it came out in 2011, when all this stuff was new and we're dealing with social media in the first place, it's like, all right, cool. That's something that we need to think about in a whole new way. And also it's good to have at least one person banging the drum of maybe it's not great. Does Charlie Booker go way too far in that direction? 100%. But cool. Like where you have to have the ACLU being an absolutist about free speech, which includes sometimes defending Nazis. Maybe you got to have Charlie Booker sometimes going too far in terms of how you say that smartphones are bad for you. But it just like it. I watched the first season and I was feeling mad about it, but I was like, whatever. And I started watching the second season. And I was like, it's just more of this. I just don't even care. And then San Junipero comes out and everyone says it's good. And I watch it and I'm like, yes, I really like it. Of course I really like it. Cause it's not a Black Mirror episode. And then USS Callister comes out and you're telling me about it. And I'm like, fine, I'm going to watch it. We'll do an episode about it. And maybe I'll hate it, but fine, whatever. And I really love it. You know why? Cause it's not really a Black Mirror episode. And then Hang the DJ comes out, and Hang the DJ is really interesting because it starts off like a Black Mirror episode. The first 40 minutes of it are a Black Mirror episode of its, oh, Tinder is bad actually in the future. And then it frames outward to be like, oh, it's actually a thing about simulations, which means that I like it because I love thinking about simulations. It's the same thing of like Blade Runner 2049. I loved because it's about simulations. It's about artificial intelligence and just stuff that, as you can tell from this last episode, I am super interested in thinking about. So it all of a sudden made the episode more interesting than it would have been if it had just been what if Tinder, but more and bad. Who would have cared? I would have thrown it on the heap like I do the pig fucking episode from season one. Metalhead, though, was also good. That's because it was just a weird black and white someone's getting hunted by a robot. So,
spoilers.